You don't want workers that are scared of risk. You want workers that are good at managing risk. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Pre-Accident Podcast. I am your host today. Well, in most days, I think. That's how it works. This is a safety moment, operational excellence moment. This is one where we talk about how we think about workers understand and perceive risk. Risk is really interesting because I think traditionally we use fear to manage people away from danger. My quick answer to you for this safety moment is stop that. You're not going to scare people away from interfacing with high-risk operations in your organization. In fact, it's kind of a dumb way to manage risk. If you think about it, it doesn't make much sense at all. But we've done it. And I think the reason we've used scary stories and told fearful tales is the belief that somehow that fear will cause a person to have more respect for and a better understanding of the risk they're about to interface. That's just not true, and it's not accurate. We don't want people that are scared of risk. Scared of risk is not a good place to be when interfacing with risk. It means you're probably in knowledge mode. It means that you're probably less than adequately prepared to manage the risk. It means you don't understand what'll happen if the risk fails other than some horrible, scary outcome. What we want are workers that are actually very, very good, very competent at managing high-risk activities safely. That is the goal. And those stories are different than the stories of fear and disaster. Those are stories of skill and experience and knowledge. Those are the stories we tell about how to interface successfully with that risk so the outcome is positive. That switch in our thinking is vital. It's everything. Stop telling scary stories and start telling stories of workers who know and understand and manage very successfully real-time risk in real-time work. That's it. That's the safety moment for today. Easy as can be. I hope you get what you need. That's really important to me this year, at least this year. It may change next year. Have as much fun as you possibly can squeeze into a day. Learn something new every single day. And for goodness sakes, be safe. Bottom line is, scary stories don't tell me anything. Stories of success tell me how to do work.